SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to the best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
yeah,
right
but for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too.
It was easy.
It feels good.
It was. Man.
I listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub Show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Thursday afternoon, no better place to be than right here, of course, on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Today, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh ready to rock and roll over the next 2 hours. Oh, yeah. Who feels good today? I do.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Me as well. Tour championship is on if you're still following along with the golf. I do feel like they're limping to the finish line, though at least they are wise to, you know, kind of get their playoff situated before the end. Although I know, of course, they run major golf events against the National Football League, and we've got some NFL on tonight, and we're getting close to college football. Who wouldn't be in a good mood?
That is a good mood. And by the way, I was forgetting here that there was a suspended game from yesterday, which I didn't forget about the game itself, just when it actually started until K-Dub, my phone buzzed my wristwatch, and it said Freddie Freeman RBI right off the bat. 4-1 Los Angeles Dodgers. So as we were talking about today on the early line, could be a double banger today that we get because Freddie Freeman needed an RBI. The Dodgers need to win. They're up 4-1 right now. Freddie has his RBI. And then a little bit later, the best friends out in Oakland. I mean, this could be a huge day here. Talk about a comeback trail.
Really get into this too much, but what do you think about the fact that they simply paused your same-game parlay on the Dodgers-Guardians game yesterday as opposed to voiding the bet altogether?
Oh, yeah, you know what's interesting, too, because you get a lot of people that follow along. Because you know me, I like to post every ticket on Twitter. Let's have fun, see what you got, who's riding. I had a lot of questions last night on that, and rightfully so, because every book is basically different. Some people saying, hey, Donnie, what happened to your Dodger bets? I said, well, actually, Bet365 gave me back my three RBI bets and just refunded them, but didn't allow me to get the... Now they have four runs. I want to see if they get the 5 or 6 runs today, because that's going to be another key, to see if I actually lost money technically or saved money, because they voided out that leg of a round robin that I had. But on the FanDuel Sportsbook, they just paused it over to today, because their ruling, I guess, is if a game is played, I think, within 36 hours at the same venue, as long as the two pitchers started the game, which they did, they would just carry it over. Now here's what I'm waiting for. You know how this goes. No, paused it over, flipped it over, game ended. Yeah, but you know what? Let's start the next day so you don't get your same game parlay. Here's your $25 back. Meanwhile, if we would have lost, they probably just would have taken it. Like, I guess that's the rules. I'm hoping that's not the case. I don't think
it is. I would hope not as well, but let me take this a step further, because you obviously don't know what the results are going to be, though you have an idea. The game looks good, and obviously you liked the game yesterday, but what would your preference be for this ruling? Do you like the pause and run it back the next day, or do you kind of prefer the here's your money back, the game, you know, basically is null and void?
It actually depends on how your wager was going, to be honest. If the wager is going really well, of course you want it. If it's not, like, oh, thank goodness I got saved by that. See what
so
I
you
mean?
You don't think there's a right answer? Of course.
No,
but yeah,
I don't.
Well, I know that, of course.
I really don't.
But you don't feel like there's something that... It's tough because...
It's so random, though, Kevin, because like let's just say I had Kershaw against Curry. That's why I picked the Dodgers. If this game started where I got through a half of an inning and then they suspended it and I never got Kershaw and I'm basically straight up bullpen versus bullpen the next day, yes, I would be angry. But the way this one looked like it was going to turn out was like, okay, Dodgers got the lead. That's half the battle. Freddie Freeman's going to go up against bullpen work, which he already got the RBI. So it played out the way I actually thought it would. Now, here's also what I'm watching, Kevin, because I had, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. It was Outman, Mookie Betts, and Max Muncy to get two two RBI yesterday on Bet365. Neither one of those guys right now has an RBI. So this looks like it's probably going to work exactly in my favor. I got the money back on the RBI, but then again, I'm also going to cash a same-game parlay, it looks like. So I'm like threading the needle right now.
And the difficult thing, you're right, though, in that it's very random. I'll try and tell a quick story, but I was doing a fantasy football draft the other weekend, and you know they like to vote in the league on any rule changes. And they're like, hey, listen, in the event that a game is canceled, what do you want to be? Not, you know, because my mind initially went to COVID, but then you remember what happened with, you know, Bengals-Bills last year. And, you know, one person was like, well, why don't you give them, like, what their projected points are? And I'm like, oh, that sounds fair. And then the person's like, all right, well, if they have 30 points and there's 2 minutes left in the game and a game gets canceled, then you're going to get the projected points. And I go, hold on a minute. What are we doing? Now we're being stupid. Like, you're not going to give someone less points than what they actually scored. I'm like, how about we just wait and see? And you can do that when it's a fantasy football league of 12 people and you can be reasonable. You cannot do that when you're the FanDuel Sportsbook or any of these sportsbooks. And be like, hey, look, let's be reasonable here. You've got too many customers. You need a straight line. And it's going to lead to occasional headaches and then occasional, oh, nice, I got my $75 back.
Yep. By the way, quick update here in the NFL. Hey, Jerry Jeudy carted off the field with a hamstring injury here. So, is it in the water in Denver? Is it just in the water? Like, don't be a skill position player and go to the Denver Broncos. It always ends poorly at this point. But by the way, a game that is underway right now. Judge and Volpe, RBI shots. I got them. I'll explain who else I have today in the 1 o'clock hour. Coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, hour number one certainly in full effect, and so are Major League Baseball games. Right here on Moneyline, this is what we cheer on a Thursday afternoon. Dodgers currently 4-1 over the Guardians in the fifth inning. Go, Dodgers, go. Also underway right now, the Nationals and the Yankees. Today for me, I'm only two Yankees to get an RBI, Anthony Volpe and Aaron Judge. Now, I also took Lowe and Lau on the Tampa Bay Rays to each get one RBI, and you might say to yourself, Donnie, what's going on here, brother? But we're doing this whole two RBI thing. I get it, but I went over the numbers today, Kevin. Nobody's in the target range for what I like to look at for Major League Baseball pitchers to fade. Like, oh, this could be a really big day. I'm not saying that these guys can't get faded and we can't get runs because the numbers aren't the end-all be-all. But nobody, starting today with a minimum of 20 innings pitched over the last 6 weeks, Kevin, is over a 5 xFIP. And that's what I look at to start the process here. There are some good numbers on weighted on-base percentages and ISO power numbers, but they're not the predicted numbers that I like to look at. So instead of going with two, which means, again, if you go with two RBI, you're not just saying, oh, I luck into it. Like, no, like, wow, this guy's got amazing numbers. This pitcher really stinks. He might be able to go deep or have multiple at-bats with extra base hits to drive in runs. So I made it simple today. The four I took in the afternoon just to get one RBI. Now, the good thing about it is, are they massive numbers, 6, 7, 8-1? No, they're not, but they're all plus money. So looking to take down two of the four and keep it moving just for some action today.
So how did you decide, though, which pitchers to target?
I still went the guys, like, closest to the five, but not the five. And I'll tell you where I erred yesterday. Being on the air by myself, I'm like, you know what? I got to fade the Yankees pitcher. Like, I got to fade him last night. And, yes. No, the King was today. I'm talking about yesterday.
Okay.
We're not fading King today. We're fading, Corbin. But yesterday, it was why is it slipping my mind here? It wasn't Herman. Was it
Severino yesterday?
Yes. But, yeah, bad. But he was 4.95. And the numbers made sense from a Washington perspective. And I said to myself, like, you know what? I'm extending this. I'm rounding up today. None of them got an RBI last night. One of the two that I was looking for Washington. So it's almost like a lesson learned, like, hey, man, look, it's always going to be another day. But I just felt like, you know what? Bucking the trend here. Like, forget about that. We're going. There's going to be home runs tonight. And again, just silence from the Washington bats back-to-back games up there in New York for all intents and purposes. Mm-hmm. But that's just the way it played out. But today, I needed some action in the afternoon, and that's why I went the way I did.
All right, so these are more conservative shots.
Correct.
Kind of, hey, let's get excited.
Correct.
The type of thing. That's it.
I technically shouldn't be betting on these today, but it's the afternoon. We're going to have some fun. And it's there's still logical bets to make, but just not wheelhouse bets, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It does make sense. It's very interesting, though, for you, that you'd rather say, okay, I don't trust these guys as much. Let me bet one plus as opposed to two plus.
Which means all four will probably get two RBI today. And I'll be like, I'm an idiot, like stupid, how much money I left on the table. Which I'm actually hoping in a way comes true, because then it's like, hey, man, maybe we should have. And it gives you more confidence to fire away tonight when technically, again, you don't love what you see. Right. But basically it was for, I wanted some action this afternoon. Let me make some logical choices and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing for me, and as I've told you already, you've been experimenting with this more. When you're betting these two pluses, DRS, I mean, how often are you finding it's like, man, I'd be better off betting four guys and needing to go 1-3 than betting four guys and needing to go 2-2 in terms of the betting two plus versus one plus?
Yes, and I'm trying to equate it out, because is it hard to get two RBI? Yeah, it is. Like, otherwise, guys would hit like, you know, 20, 25 RBIs a year, right?
Right.
If you could just stack up two anytime you wanted to. And I'm talking about really good hitters. Who's like, hey, man, you got 110 RBIs. That's amazing. It's a 162-game season. Do the math. It's not getting two every night or even two every other night, basically, at that point. But having said that, yesterday, I had 10 total RBI wagers in yesterday, all for two RBI shots.
Okay.
I even thought about going, like, you know, let's have fun. 1, 2, and 3. Like, really run it up. Now, Marcelo Zuna might have covered the ticket altogether, to be honest, because he got four. What did he have? Three, I think he had three RBI last night, which was a massive price. Three or four, whatever it was. Let's just say if it was even four. That's a massive price. But I got three of the bets back because they were voided, because the Dodger game was second inning, and I guess that's just the way Bet365 does. I went technically 7 wagers, 1 win, Kevin. I lost $40. Do you see what I mean? That's amazing.
Yeah, I do. I do, and it's kind of, especially, now I want to make this point to people, you know, in terms of the sports books you're using, Donnie pointed this out to me, you know, people have the books that they prefer to use, but I'll just say I've not seen better 2-plus RBI numbers than Bet365, and I've seen it compared to other places, and boy, it's not as good. And it makes a difference, right? Because you would have lost more money than $40 last night if you bet those all somewhere else, Donnie. So that does make the difference on this. But 1-6 is dreadful, right? Like, if Donnie gave out 6 NFL spread bets or 7 NFL spread bets on a weekend and went 1-6, he'd hang his head in shame. It also wouldn't happen. DRS is better than that. I mean, it happens to everybody. Now, my point, though, is Donnie can go 1-6 for a week straight. And then if he could just have one night where he goes 3-3, it's like, oh my goodness, we're partying in the streets. So it makes up for everything. Yes. And that's why I still lean, although again, you have so much more experience than I do with it. Though again, I've had my fair share of, you know, 2-plus, 1-plus RBI wagers now because of you. It does feel like the 2-plus is really the money maker.
Oh, boy. Did you see? By the way, I'm watching live through FanDuel, Kevin.
Go ahead.
And it flipped the Gleyber Torres still with one out. I'm like, I wonder what happened there. The one goes up, I just got buzzed. Aaron Judge launched already into the crowd. So that cash
one
is a plus
run.
110. Oh, it was a one because the leadoff man was out. But again, that's the one that cashes. Now, basically, over the final three, I need one more RBI to have a nice afternoon. But then again, now you're on Judge watch, because I think it was plus 110, which again, it's still plus money. You'll take it every time. But he's got 8 innings, basically, here to get one more RBI in the Bronx against a pitcher I think he can hit. Watch out. And by the way, 3 home runs last night. He's got 4 home runs within 24 hours now.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. I mean, he's locked in all of a sudden. I mean, is it a 24-hour window of being locked? Look, here's one thing with Aaron Judge. I think, you know, he came back and he struggled, maybe wasn't 100% healthy. He's still the guy. Like, the Yankees shouldn't be upset they paid him. I hope they aren't. But there's a lot more they need to be upset about. I was talking with someone yesterday, and they go, man, I don't know what a Yankee rebuild looks like. And the answer I gave was stop being, you know, ridiculous and be the New York Yankees. Get rid of the players that are bad and just go and buy a bunch of players that are good. Like, that's what it should look like. And again, like, maybe that's I don't know what the right word is, selfish or greedy. I don't know what the appropriate, but like, is that unfair as a Yankee fan to spoiled is the word I'm looking for? Am I just being spoiled?
No, that's what they're always MO was. So like, hey, Kev, remember back in 96? They spent a lot of money, we won. Boy, that was a lot of fun. Like, no.
Yeah.
When you were the Yankees, that's to the victor, as we say, goes the spoils.
Right.
The Yankees, you're in a big city. Like, you were born there. It's what you got. Yeah. The Yankees are your team.
Mm-hmm.
The way they operate is if you should be. We have more money than everybody. And the joke for me was, every free agent period, George Steinbrenner would go, sign me the top three guys on the market, just outbid everybody, we got them. But that's what you expected. And that was working, mm-hmm. along with the young core four, or whoever they were used to be called back in the 90s, and then add high-priced talent around them, look how it turned into. That's what the Yankees are used to. You don't look up and say, hey, man, boy, the Phillies. Oh, man, 1980, 2008. World Series champion. That's two of them. The Yankees are two of them. We should average two every 4 years at this point.
Yeah, and I also, though, again, it's going to sound so crazy because I know they just signed Aaron Judge, but they kept a player. You know, what was the last big bat acquisition the Yankees made? And it was Stanton. And here's the thing about Stanton, and this is probably going to... Stanton has been amazing for the Yankees. He's just been very injured. But Stanton has been great for that team when he's available. Like, go out and get real bats, man. Go get real bats. It'll make the difference.
Real bats, baby. Like... Judge going yard in the first inning to cash in the first wager of the day. Love to see it. It's a Thursday on Moneyline, right here on The Grid. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Having some fun here in the afternoon. And by the way, an RBI chance again coming up here for Mr. Lau against Mr. Lambert. Two on and one out, Rockies and Rays. So if we can get an RBI shot there, that would be absolutely fantastic. But by the way, I'm trying to keep up on this Yankees game. On the FanDuel Sportsbook, they took the game off.
I have the game
on the
on
screen. Now it says the top of the second inning, but there is no like game now on the... on the actual like update screen, like MLB odds screen, there's no game even listed there. It was there and just took it down, so it's completely gone. But just watching to see if I can get something here out of Lau in this game early. Yankees 1-0, by the way, top of the second inning. Did you see what Volpe did?
Yeah.
Like, was it a runner scoring position or anything?
Oh, yeah, first and third, but just poor contact and a fly out to center field.
Now, was that with two outs, I hope?
Yes, it was with two outs.
All right, good. So at least I could deal with that here. Middle of the sixth inning here, the Dodgers 4-1. The Dodgers have 10 hits here, and it is looking good in my direction, which means winning the game, Freeman with the RBI. But also, again, it's kind of funny because I don't have the wagers anymore. I don't want to necessarily say I'm rooting against RBI for certain people, but like if
yeah, you are.
Those three guys all got double RBIs, and I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, you are. Come on now. The other day I was looking at doing, I told you this, you kind of ruined the RBI thing for me when I realized the Bet365 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got stonewalled by Bet365, but that's for another day.
You even make a phone call. By the way, they're right down the street from my house here. So.
Are they actually?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
They're probably within 10 miles. I told you, I don't know who I was telling the story to. It's over the summer. I was just driving down Route 73 on like the back end of Evesham Township, and I just looked to my right. Big office complex. Bet365 up on the top. I'm like, babe, you want to get... Hold on now. I think they'll actually give me a studio tour right now. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, exactly. But I was going to, you know, come out of my little mini RBI retirement and get involved with the Padres against Jesus Lizardo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got shut out, the Padres. So I was, but Donna, if you think I wasn't overwhelmed with joy to see that, you're crazy. Of course I was. That was the best news of the day. So you're rooting against those guys, and that's totally fine.
Yes. And by the way, the FanDuel Sportsbook is having a little bit of issues as there. There's no live games that are now listed here on the sports book. So we're trying to keep up to date because they keep doing it when my guys are like coming up to the plate here.
Oh, that's frustrating.
And it looks like strike three swinging for Lowe. So runner in scoring position, he can't cash in there. But I still have Lau. I still have Lowe coming up, I believe, right behind him, or at least two batters behind him. So Lowe and Lau, you know they're my two guys here, guaranteed to cash in. And no matter what L-O-W-E shows up, you dancing like that's perfect.
I have one more RBI question for you. You haven't done round robins in a while, right? If I'm not mistaken, like the RBI round robins?
No, yeah. Actually, I have done them, but just haven't sent them out, but maybe once a week just to be like, okay, I'm loaded up today. Let me throw in an extra round robin.
So I'm curious, if you did a round robin with the 2+ RBI, what would be like the strategy? What would you need from a hit rate? How many guys would you put into it? Like, how would that work for you?
Yeah, let me see right now. I'm going to log into Bet365. I'm going to make up a almost like a pseudo one here. And the way you now here's the way you usually want to do round robins. Is the best way, which means everybody, or should I say every connection counts. That would be, let's just say, if you had one player per team. So what I'm actually saying is here, let's go to the Red Sox, right? 210 start here, and you say to yourself, okay, let me take a look at a milestone RBI, which they let you go up to. Why don't they let you go? Let me just see what it is today. You go up to 5, it looks like, or maybe even more. But let's just say 2 RBI, right? I want Justin Turner at 750. You also wouldn't take Adam Duvall or Rafael Devers, even if they make sense, because hear me out. This is what I learned way back when I just first started doing these. Like, there was a couple times where I was like, hold on now. Like, I didn't win any money. Devers and Turner both had an RBI. Why didn't I win that? You can't match up players in the same game, even if it's on the other team. Because do you see where I see the reasoning behind it? Because then you just say, okay, let me take 2 on each side. If it's a high-scoring game, it's just like ring around the rosy here. You're just crushing the sports book. So they don't let you do that. So let's just say it's Turner that you're going to take in that game. Then you go and say, okay, Cubs and the Pirates. We can go to a player prop here. We'll go to milestones. And we'll put in, let's just say, Palacios at 9-1. But again, we won't pick anybody else in that game because now if you have a round robin, let's just say starting with 3 guys, if those 2 guys hit, that's a guaranteed connection here. Whereas if it was, okay, I have 3 guys, 2 on the Cubs and 1 on the Astros, you get 2 on the Cubs, you don't win any money. Say, wait a second, I just had 2 guys out of the 3. You know, this should be a big winner. It's not. They don't connect. They only connect if it's in a separate game, separately there. Okay. So I'm just trying to get it. What I'm doing now is I'm just going like by team, just to pick a random player out with 2 RBI and put in there because I do want to see what some of these connections would be here. So let me just see if we can get
While you do that, I'll just say it's interesting that blocking people in the same game, while I understand what you're saying, and I'm sure that's what they're thinking, just because a team scores 10 runs doesn't mean their opponent's going to be able to get to 5.
No, you're
also, sometimes, you know, when it comes to 2+ RBIs, I would say, as I try and basically convince them to let you do whatever you want, just because, again, a pitcher is having a bad game, multiple guys getting multiple RBIs on the same team, it can be tricky, right? So I think that's interesting. So as you kind of spin through that, though, what's popping out to you?
Let's get one more in here. Let's see. So we'll go milestone. I got one more I'm going to pick out here. We'll go with Elly De La Cruz, 8-1 to get 2 RBI tonight. All right. Now, if you parlay them together, that is plus 321,000. So that's pretty incredible, right? Isn't that amazing? Just for 5 guys? 5 guys to get 2 RBI. Like, I don't even know what that... Let me see what this pays out for $1. $1 pays back $23,500 if those 5 guys each get 2 RBIs. That's based off $1. So you know what some of these statistics are about to come up. So let me see here. Let's go to round robins by 2, which would be 10, which would mean every... No matter what you did, I took Justin Turner, Josh Palacios, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Zach Gelof, and Elly De La Cruz. So either way, if you got 2 of them, they would connect. Now, if you just hit the pay table on these, Kevin, let me see. Let's just say you're trying to, look, what I usually would do, $25, let's just say, per bet here. So that would be $250 invested. Take a look at, oh my goodness. Now this, yeah, this is pretty eye-opening. Now, this might get a little dangerous, but I'm telling you, this really might make some sense, Kevin. Let's just say, and just for time's sake here, because it on the screen, it pops up the pay table but blocks everything else. Let me just take a quick picture of this, of who would actually match up here. All right, so now, let me take that down, and I'm going to tell you. Like, let's just say Justin Turner and Vladimir Guerrero match up. So let me bring this back up here. So that would be the number one and the number three matching up. A $25 bet, Kevin. You know what it pays back? $14.90.
Oh, man. Certainly covers the other $225 you've put down.
That is unbelievable, man. Like, all of these numbers. Like, if you have Justin Turner and Josh Palacios and they match up against each other, it's $2,125 for two of those guys. Man, like, again, it's hard to get two RBI. But do you see where I'm going with this? Because
you don't
have to worry about, like, oh, I put 14 of them in, but four of the games have two players, and, you know, Turner knocks this guy out. Like, no. Like, if you got, like, let's just say Vladimir Guerrero hits a two-run shot in the first inning against the Orioles, you have four other guys on deck that if they can get the two, the minimum win is $1,050. That would be Geloff and Guerrero to get two. Now, that was, I'm glad you made me do that exercise, because that really just opened, like, oh my goodness, that is outrageous. It really is outrageous, by the way.
And you'd have, now again, you have to be willing to get into the game with this, right? Because sometimes I think people will hear them, oh, I won $1,000. Sure, but if you lose the first day, all wagers.
Correct.
$150 right? And that's that's not nothing for people, right? But what that would give you, Donnie, for what you do, would that give you, what, four cracks at it before you'd go, oh, man. You know what I mean? Like, this is a – and I'm talking about, obviously, because if you can win once – in 4 days. Mm-hmm. We're only talking once, by the way, right?
And
that's going to cover
also,
the whole thing.
It's not long shots, right? If you are put, because what we're doing here is we're trying to explain is, it's not like I'm going to flip a coin and take Matt McClain tonight. That's my guy. Like, no. Yeah. You're actually lining a pitcher up versus a hitter, hitting environment, how they're doing, and saying, can I get two RBI?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. Because even like two RBI is not nearly as hard as two touchdowns in the NFL. Even though there's even, you have a running back in the backfield that's probably going to get the ball. But if you take, like today, Aaron Judge, hey, I want him to get two RBI. It's like, all right, like that's probably, if he hits a home run, he's got that. And basically what you're handicapping is, with ISO power number weighted on base percentage, the value of the at-bat, which means, this guy's a legitimate chance to hit a home run. Like, I'm not saying like, hey, man, he can get three hits tonight. No, you're looking for that one ball, double in the gap, and all it takes, Kevin, second and third, one out, single up the middle, boom. It doesn't have to be a home run.
Yeah, I mean, look, Judge has been, second today, I assume, like always, right? There's a runner on second right now, and the nine hitter's up for the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's already got one RBI on the board, and if one of either Peraza or Glaber can get themselves on base, then Judge is going to come up where a base hit's going to score a run, and he'll have two RBIs and two innings.
Man, $25 round robins. Connect the dots for two of them and get a minimum of a grand.
What I was going to say, though, is, and again, I mean, say Kyle Higashioka to the minors. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my life, Donnie. I swear to God, man. If this team wasn't terrible enough, we're having a nice two RBI conversation. It's got, I mean, Donnie, he's not, kind of like Higashioka's on second base, ball hit to the shortstop. He tried to go to third base. What?
Tremendous, Kyle. Stretch it, Kyle. Stretch it all the way out Thursday afternoon. By the way, we do got NFL action tonight. An interesting weekend altogether. Hot topics keep on flying in. Stay with us right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final dress rehearsals for the NFL this weekend, which actually starts tonight with two games. One of those, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Indianapolis Colts. Intrigue around that. Why? Anthony Richardson going to get the start tonight for those Indianapolis Colts going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. And it looks like, it said Marcus Mariota, I think, is going to get 1-2 series tonight. Then it's going to be a split between Ian Book and Tanner McKee. for the Philadelphia Eagles. So there they go tonight. Big things expected from those Eagles here today. But it starts tonight, and I'm interested to see because, again, Kevin, a lot of these teams are taking wildly different approaches. Like the Buffalo Bills, starters going in week three. So yeah. I guess they really are treating it old school week three because, again, you're not playing next weekend. So what do you do? Say, okay, some guys played a little bit in game number two, sit them for a month, and away you go. So that's sort of like football players have to play football is what it comes down to it. I don't have an issue unless someone gets hurt.
It's unsettling to me how much this league doesn't agree on how to handle preseason.
It is pretty funny.
Aaron Rodgers is playing this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
40-year-old Aaron Rodgers is playing this week. And Jalen Hurts is like is going to take zero preseason snaps in his career.
Nope.
Or or Justin Herbert, right? Or it's just it's incredible that's how this is going. And I don't have a hard stance on what the appropriate thing is for the preseason there. You know, I really don't. But you've got Patrick Mahomes out there, Mac Jones not. It's like Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, right? You would think like, all right, I can trust whatever those guys are doing. Well, they're doing different things. And one of them has the best quarterback in football, and another has a guy that may or may not have been in a quarterback competition against Bailey Zappi. It's just fascinating to see, man.
Lining up here on Twitter for us, Jordan checks in Vegas, but you know I'm still listening to the best show on the grid, hashtag hey. SG Moneyline. I'm going over in Astros in the Red Sox game. Enjoy it out there in Vegas. By the way, if we're oddsmen here, what's the odds that he actually walks by Dave Sharapan and doesn't know it out there in Vegas somewhere?
No, he wouldn't.
What's the odds on that?
He would. You can't miss that guy. He's got a BVB hat on. He's chilling. He's making it happen.
Man. And also, Mark Escarilla says, I was listening, and what was the last two RBI shots you took? The four I have on the card today, one cashed already, Aaron Judge, Anthony Volpe is number two, and then I have Lowen Lau going live right now for the Tampa Bay Rays. Rally just hit a home run there, so they're up 1-0. So keeping an eye on all of that good stuff. Let me just see. Hold on here. What's the time frame that we're looking at today in the Major League Baseball games? Technically three underway, to be honest, and that is the Dodgers still holding a 4-1 lead here over the Cleveland Guardians. 2:10 coming up, Bayo versus France. 3:10 coming up, the second part of that basic doubleheader here, the Dodgers and the Guardians, then the nightcap here after that as well. So decent Major League Baseball afternoon action for a Thursday. And again, cheering on K-Dub. Same game parlay for the Dodgers. Let's start the day with a nice dub and then get to our best friends there out with the Oakland Athletics. I like it. I like where this is going today so far.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I do think it's interesting that you end up on Oakland, you know, a good amount with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little, I don't know, like, again, I know you're just going off the numbers, but it's stunning that, like, Oakland A's guys are you know, fitting the statistics. And it shows that you're just going to trust what's in front of you there and whatnot. Because there's not going to be a lot of people that are going to be willing or would be excited to back that team, but you're making it happen.
Yeah, because otherwise you would just be like, I only trust Harper, Judge, and Ohtani. And it's like, all right, well, their numbers are priced appropriate, and good luck losing. Because you say, oh, man, Gallup's numbers are amazing over 40 at-bats here. Yeah, I don't even know that guy, though. I'm skipping over. Like, no, don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it if you can't pick him out of a lineup. Just look at the numbers and certainly stick to it, which, again, brings up the next equation here. Shohei Ohtani playing the rest of the season. He shouldn't even play in September. I understand. You want to play him out through August and maybe have a final homestand. You want to, you know, get some cheers for him and a little send-off because you know you're not signing him back. What is he doing playing? First of all, he has a lot of money. I get it already. His contract's decent. Who knows what he's making off the field? It's probably way more than what he's making on the field. But what is the point of him playing where his new team is like, well, we were going to offer $600 million. But I'm not offering $600 million when it says, okay, I'm going to get my surgery on October 15th, therefore I'm not going to play the next year. Boy, oh boy, this is an interesting conundrum.
It's very weird, and I don't think for the LA Angels, man, I'm going to ask, can a player shut himself down? Like, can Ohtani be like, hey, man, we're out, I'm done?
I'm getting surgery, yes, of course.
Well, no, but he's going to need surgery? 100% on the UCL.
I mean, if he wants to pitch again is the angle, right? Like, and again, if you're a new team, you're saying to yourself, like, the value of Ohtani in totality is I'm getting a really good pitcher and a dominant hitter, a unicorn. Yes, he's going to sell tickets, worldwide appeal, but that's why you really love Ohtani. Like, saying, hey, by the way, we're getting Aaron Judge. Yeah, by the way, he went 13-3 on the mound last year. Like, man, what is he worth? And then you go, well, you're not going to get that, but you'll get his bat. You're like, okay, I'll take it, but and what am I going to pay? And, you know, what's it worth now? And also, what if he just decides next year, like, hey, by the way, I'm going to get the surgery. At some point, if he wants to get surgery, he's going to miss a whole year. That's what is kind of odd about this whole situation.
Right. Now, if he got surgery right now, but again, hold on, I'm a little confused with this. He already had Tommy John surgery, right?
Yes, correct.
Like, he doesn't. Does he need Tommy John again? Is that a thing that's even possible?
That's what they're debating, yes. Well, the Tommy John surgery only strengthens the ligaments, like sort of puts them in there, tightens them up. They can play. Yeah. People have had multiple Tommy John surgeries. It's almost the equivalent of, hey, he tore his ACL. He tore it again? Like, yes, you can tear the same thing again. Yeah.
But that's like, I don't know, and it's so weird, but Ohtani, again, if Ohtani is only a hitter, he is still worthy of, I don't know, you know, close to what Aaron Judge was given by the New York Yankees. Some will say more, but I'm talking about just the hitter version of him, right?
Sure.
He's, you know, that's kind of his value, which is incredible money. But it's a guy that, you know, is flirting with Cy Young candidacy on top of being that type of hitter. But the point is, if that pitching could cost him, I don't want to be like, you know, his career, but his effectiveness. I'm just wondering, are there going to be teams that are going to say, like, listen, man, like, the pitching's got to go. Like, we're done. Like, it's not worth it anymore. Like, I feel like the team that signs him this next contract, let's call it a decade-long contract, they might tell him 3 years in, yeah, it's over. You're a hitter. Enough. The pitching doesn't work. We're not losing you for a year, so you can then come back and pitch and hit the next year. We're not paying you for every other year. We can't do this way.
Now, if you're a fly on the wall right now in the Bronx, they're going like, my God, he got injured. Now we're just going to play it off as we just can't trust it. And, you know, we're going to go elsewhere with this type of details here. So Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner, loving it. That news, music to the ears. We're not touching a guy with damaged goods.
I mean, I think you're wrong, honestly. You know, the Yankees are going to play this game. I really think that team needs to move heaven and earth to bring Juan Soto into the Bronx. I mean, enough's enough. Quite frankly, they should go and get both of them and just see what happens. Just
now,
see
hear
what
me
happens.
Out on this, though. Juan Soto is not a free agent this year, but one more year left on his deal. So let's just say he's unhappy, and the writing's on the wall with the Padres. We have a high payroll. For some reason, we should have had an all-star team this year, which we did build, healthy for most of the season. We didn't even make a wild card spot. So we're going to trade into the Yankees. And they go, all right, we want Dominguez. And they go, Dominguez? We're not getting Dominguez here for Soto. Get out of here. And Cashman goes, we're not giving up on our prospects here. Just can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be the least stunning thing of all time. And then the worst part of it, as I think you can all imagine, is going to be when Yankee fans defend it. Like, what are you going to give him up for 1 year Soto? Just sign him in free agency. And then when he's a free agent, they go, you're going to pay him all that money? I don't even know if Yankee fans want to win anymore. They just want Billy McKinnon. You know what I look at, DRS? People always talk about, you know, the Yankees payroll, right? You got Aaron Judge, you've got Giancarlo Stanton, and you've got Gerrit Cole. Where is all of this other money exactly here? And I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but it's like, why are we giving the Yankees credit for paying awful baseball players? Rodon has not worked out, and again, that was a move at the time that I liked and I thought made sense, and it's unfortunate to see injured right away. But truly, it's like, the Yankees have such a high payroll. It's like, well, the Yankees have a line, like the fully healthy version of the Yankees lineup. I don't know why we're rehashing this. I guess because they're on right now.
Yeah.
Is not that good. It's not that scary.
Cash Cow, by the way, threatening here in the top of the third with second and third, nobody out here, are the Nationals. And it looks like they just scored. So now I'm throwing two outs. I don't know what's going on. The updates here from ESPN are kind of wonky, but it looks like they did tie it at one at this point. Also, Mammoth Hops, hashtag SG Moneyline here on X, just took Judge over 1.5 home runs live at a plus 225 price here. It looks like Joey Meneses. I don't know if you got an RBI because I can't read what the rest of that says, but I don't have any RBI props here on the Nationals because they let me down, quite frankly, the past 2 days. But those are the updates that we have. There are also two NFL games on tonight, which we'll talk about a little bit in hour number two. But before we get to that next segment, I think it seems like it's a pretty good, pretty big weekend in the Walsh household.
We're on a London.
I mean, yeah, like it's, Oi. I mean, explain to the people what's going on here.
Wembley, London, all in, noon starts the kickoff show. Are you kidding me? The buy-in. And then we're going to have the pay-per-view start at 1 o'clock. The legitimate biggest wrestling show of all time for a single show, paid attendance, breaks every single WrestleMania. It's the one, Donnie, and AEW has done it, and it's an incredible
now,
feat.
From what I'm hearing from certain podcasts, the numbers are pumped up. A lot of tickets were given away free, and also the Khan family was behind buying a majority of the tickets to move to the secondary market just in case they didn't sell, so it looked good. Any thoughts to those rumors out here from WWE faithful?
All things people have said, and if you see those comments, you should go, oh, great, another person I know I should never, ever seek an opinion from again, because this person is as foolish as it gets.
Now, what is it like? What's the allure here? Like, why are we going overseas on this monster?
It's the first time. It's the first time they've ever had an event overseas in Europe, in all of Europe, Donnie. And for that debut, they aimed big as you can get, with Wembley Stadium. And I mean, look, they sold the thing out. They sold the thing out. It would be the equivalent, I guess, Donnie, of, you know, the NFL's like, hey, we're gonna do our first game in London. And what should we pick? Like a small stadium? Like, no, go, you know, shoot for the moon. See how big you can go. And AEW shot for as big as you could.
Not for the O2
success.
Now, from what I'm also hearing from the Dirt Sheets here, good move to keep Moxley home this weekend. Because that's the last thing we need, is to ruin all good momentum out there with Jonathan Moxley, who's not even his real name at this point. I mean, goodness.
I know you're very upset about that not being his real name, but he legitimately not only was there, but was wrestling on television this week.
It's not even a play on his name. Like, what's his real name?
Goodman is his last name. First name's John.
Oh, it is? Okay. So at least he has that. But it's like one of those where it's like, hey, just going by his real name. Like, no, I'm just going to throw Moxley on the back end of it. Enough with that.
Yeah,
enough.
Change your last name. Last name is a little more wrestling friendly.
And by the way, we do have a little bit left in this segment. Did I see CM Punk dressed as a character and just came out?
A golden luchador?
Yeah.
He was in disguise and surprised Samoa Joe and got the upper hand, DRS.
By the way, certain podcasts could not stand that gimmick and said they'd expect, you know, a little bit more out of professional wrestling here at this point. But sometimes I just listen to everything. I like to get both sides of the equation here, right. And I certainly got that. Let's see where JP's going next. Much, much more right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cut the music!
All right, let's get down to business here. One quick segment here before we hit hour number two. Quick update, Major League Baseball, top of the eighth, Dodgers up 4-1, threatening here. Mookie Betts, who's 4-for-4 in this game. Nobody out and bases juiced with 13 hits already on the board for the Dodgers here. I shouldn't say already on the board. It's the eighth inning, but doing damage here. Yankees, Nats, that's a 1-1 tie here, bottom of the third inning. Aaron Judge, by the way, coming up to the plate, already 1-for-1, and a runner is on base. We'll see if he can do more damage. The Rays 1-0 as they head into the bottom of the third inning here over the Rockies. Now, JP. Get in here. Let's have some fun. Yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong, we did go Major League Baseball, correct?
Correct.
And how did we do yesterday?
we got the Bobby Witt Jr. home run.
That's right. I even Yes, I did tweet about it. I forgot about it. I was trying to focus. I'm actually hoping Mookie Betts strikes out here, if that makes any sense, but I got sidetracked. But yes, I saw Bobby Witt. Multiple home runs yesterday were hit by the Royals in a lower scoring game. But there you go. JP goes, I'm going to take a home run shot and go with Witt. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Can I jump in quick?
Go ahead.
This guy Judge just swung on a 3-0 count and popped it up. Now, you don't need it, but with a man on, like, that's kind of that's where the Yankees are at. I guess that's where he's at. I'm surprised he missed it, too, which is even more stunning.
Was it high?
He just swung at a 3-0 count. He popped it up into the first base foul line. That was surprising.
That is surprising. And by the way, Gleyber Torres popped one up into the seats here, right behind him. So he's 2-for-2 with a home run. So there you go.
Oh, did he really? Wow, major spoiler.
Yes, and by the way, the other day I did have Torres as my only Yankee who didn't do anything. So what does he have today? 2-for-2 home run, 2 RBI. So that's a that 2 RBI market that is really sensational. So the Yankees, another RBI. I'm still hoping for Volpe to get one in that game for the Yanks, and we'll see what happens here. But JP, by the way, real quick, are we going baseball today or football?
Athletics White Sox player prop.
Oh, Zach Gelof, best friends. We don't even need a segment for JP now. We already know where he's going. Congratulations, JP, on the big winner already. Hour number 2 is coming up. Stick it right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.